Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. No snow. How about that, huh? Still digging out. It's all right. Feeling warmer, pitchers and catchers in Merrivale, Arizona. And baseball is going to be getting underway as you've got the guys back on the baseball field and looking forward to it. So you've got a lot of speculation, a lot of anticipation for the Milwaukee Brewers. I did a couple of shows last night. I did one today for our guys out there at lacrosse for Scrady and the guys. Dave and Scrady. So I was talking to them, and they gave me a bunch of different stuff. I did a couple of national things last night. I did one for CBS Radio Sports, and I did another one for, actually, I think it was both for CBS Radio Sports, now that I think about it. But there's a whole myriad of questions. How far can Marquette go? How can the Brewers repeat basically off with their bullpen and with the way they have outgetters and starters and such? Can they do it again this year? The Green Bay Packers, what are they going to do? Is Aaron Rodgers coachable? I mean, all that kind of stuff. The Milwaukee Bucks, how good are they? What are the expectations? Should they be in the Eastern Conference or in the NBA Finals? What's considered a disappointment? The Wisconsin Badgers, should you sit Ethan Happ down the stretch because he just can't hit free throws? There is so much that revolves around the state of Wisconsin right now. And you get to thinking, what right now, if you were a national writer outside looking in, there's so many compelling stories here. If you're a national writer outside looking in, say you're calling from Dallas, and you circle the state of Wisconsin, you say, man, Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy couldn't exist, Mike McCarthy's out, they've got a new head coach, LaFleur's the guy, Nathaniel Hackett's the all-coordinator, they kept Mike Pettine, okay, there's a lot kind of swirling around 1265. Wisconsin Badger football program had a little bit of a down year after their expectations were so high going in. What's going on with that? What's happening with the basketball team? Are they going to be able to sustain in the Big Ten? They've lost a couple of close games, and basically because they couldn't score down the stretch. Then you look at Marquette. They're on the resurgence. How far can they go? Are they a Final Four team? Yes, no, indifferent. The Milwaukee Brewers, after going to the NLCS last year and coming up one game short of going to a World Series, they add Yasmani Grandal, really don't lose anybody but Wade Miley, and they're going to do everything all over again. This exact same, and they're banking on the fact that Jimmy Nelson's going to come back. How good can they be? The Milwaukee Bucks, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, can they get out of the first round? So if you're an outside-looking-in person, what sports team in Wisconsin has the most intriguing storylines? Because I can make a case for almost every one, but what most piques your interest? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. But what most piques your interest? Which I think is a legit question. But think about that for a minute. Now, what most piques your interest? If you're outside looking in at this team, because there's just so much to talk about. There's just so much to discuss in the state of Wisconsin. 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so. Hit us up there at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports. You can find us over there. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, simply facebook.com, The Bill Michaels Show. Facebook.com, The Bill Michaels Show. And you can also find us the old-fashioned way simply by going to the website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. So just to be clear, if you've already downloaded the Radio.com app and you're following us around there, that is fantastic. Because I had mentioned yesterday about the Radio.com sports. They're all one and the same, I guess. After trying to download and look at all this stuff last night, I was going through some paperwork and everything, doing all this stuff last night. Go to the Radio.com app, Radio.com sports app, whatever it happens to be, and you can download the app, and there we are. It's as simple as that. 855-830-8648. What if you're right now thinking about all that is going on? What piques your interest the most? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Because there's just so much. There's so much to talk about. And we as sports talk show hosts, now there's always controversy. I understand that. There's always something to glom onto. But we as hosts, this is shooting fish in a barrel, man. There's always something going on. And the outer perimeter, if you want to get into that, kind of on the fringe, I got a lot of people yesterday saying, Antonio Brown wants out. You got to get him. And I'm kind of like, okay, you know, he's got mad ball skills. But I posted it last night. If you haven't read the blog already, I encourage you to do so. But Antonio Brown, this past year, I mean, even the Steelers owners, the Rooney family, said something changed about the dude. Something has changed. He just, for lack of a better term, he got goofy. He just got a little nutty. Remember, he was, you forget about some of the stuff that's gone on. Where, remember, he was in Miami, down in his apartment in Miami, and started chucking all of his furniture off the balcony to the point that the police had to be called? Do you remember that? Dude, then he went and did the Masked Singer. Not that that's a big deal, but he jumped on the Masked Singer. He didn't show up for court yesterday. So he got tagged doing 100 bills plus in a suburb of Pennsylvania, a suburb of Pittsburgh. He got hit up for doing, I think it was 127 in a subdivision. 127 in a subdivision. That's a great big Howie looking. 127 in a subdivision. And he ends up getting tagged for it. And then is found guilty because he doesn't show up for his court hearing. They were trying to get him reduced and all that kind of, it just didn't work. He didn't show up. He said it wasn't worth his time. So now he's got the court system basically going, yeah, no, I'm not going to show up for that either. They don't control me. So I don't know if I'd want that cat in Green Bay. He's got mad ball skills, no doubt. He's as good gets. He could certainly come in and almost be the immediate number one, but I don't know. Dude's a nut. I don't know if I could do that. So what's the most intriguing story in the state of Wisconsin right now? What's piqued your interest? What's got you going on? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Also want to remind you that our good friends over at Cousin Subs, they have it all going on over there as well. They have right now the Reuben. It's back at Cousin Subs. You can try the classic sub. It's a sub grilled order just for you, stacked with corned beef, Wisconsin Swiss cheese, sauerkraut topped with the Thousand Island dressing, served on the rye bread, a tasty combination that is sure to make your taste buds dance. Dance right there. Don't forget, also you can add a side of the Wisconsin cheese curds or fries. You can order the Reuben right now online. Simply go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. Download the app on any mobile device you have, and you can just get it right then and right there. They believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. What has your interest piqued the most here in the state of Wisconsin? Mark, he writes to the Wendy's email inbox. It all does. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm not talking sports with my guys in the office, sitting in cubicles, flipping back and forth between you guys and the national shows so we can hear what they're thinking about us. Everybody's talking about the Packers and the Bucks and what the Brewers can do. Should they be able to repeat? Last night we were listening to College Hoops chatter as they broke down Michigan State and the Badgers. It's been disappointing to be a Badgers fan because they've been close but no cigar. It's been even more disappointing to be a fan of the Green Bay Packers because that was a train wreck. I'm looking forward to the end of the postseason for the Milwaukee Bucks, and the start of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Go Wisconsin. I think he would mean more so than go Wisconsin sports rather than, you know, on Wisconsin, so to speak. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. What do you find the most intriguing? There's so many storylines in the state of Wisconsin right now. What's piqued your interest? More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad to have you. How are we looking? Having a good day? Hopefully you're having a good day. Sitting here chatting our buddy Chuck Freeman in here. Radio Joe across. Valentine's Day tomorrow, guys. And girls, for that matter. Girls, you know what? You want all the equality. Do something cool for us. Put your foot down, damn it. Say it with your chest. I don't, you know what? I'm out of ideas. That's the terrible thing. I am. I know people, you know, say, what are you talking about? How can you be out of ideas? Just out of ideas. You know, can you do flowers? When I went to Super Bowl, and for those that don't know, when I went to Super Bowl, Sherry's had kind of a rough year, man. I mean, you know, obviously we got married and everything, which probably is rough on her, you know, all by herself, just because she married me. But it's been a rough year. I mean, her mom had passed. You know, we've been dealing with two houses to be sold. We've had so much going on. And so when I left for Super Bowl and I was going to be gone, I mean, she was going to come down and join us later. But, you know, when I was gone, I thought, you know what? I sent her some flowers. I said, you know, hopefully you cheer up. Hopefully things are better. Hopefully it brightens your day. It just happened to arrive on the day that it was 54 below, which I thought was rather funny. The guy that shows up is yelling at her and telling her how to hold the flowers. You know, not next to you, but out from you. And you know, so anyway, long story short. So she just got flowers. So I don't want to do flowers again. So I don't know what to do. I'm kind of out of ideas. I was asking the other day, and you can't ask a bunch of guys what was like the best gift you got your significant other. You can't do it. You know why? Because guys are guys. Here's the reason why. You know what I got? Here's what I got. I got a whole, let me click on this here real quick. I got a whole list of stuff. Real quick, bear with me for 20 seconds here. Not even 20 seconds. Bear with me for 5 seconds. Okay. What was the best Valentine's Day gift I gave? So, two of them I can't say because they're, you know, of a certain nature. One was dipped in sugar, by the way, with a bow on it. Kudos to you. Then the other one was divorce papers. The other one was I kicked out my mother-in-law. kicked it. So divorce papers, kicked out your mother-in-law, dipped it in sugar, and how we looking? So, what else? I got a couple women had some cool ideas. Was talking about, you know, let her pick the dinner and buy her something that doesn't necessarily involve couples massage. That was good. I like that. That was kind of cool. Greg did say he surprised his wife to a Broadway show in Chicago. Picked her up in a limo town car. Okay. There you go. Which was kind of cool. He goes for the whole deal. Mike says for Valentine's, I showed my now ex that you muted me on Twitter. She said, I don't have to hear your stupid name over the radio every day then. There you go. Okay. This one's from, said Nathan's Love. This one is from Mark, who said, I served my ex with divorce papers on Valentine's Day. Really? How are we looking? This one says, I took her to a Bucks game. She said, this was more for you than for me. I said, you're right, but at least I got you to go to a Bucks game with me. It wasn't the best together time we've had. So yeah, it's a bunch of guy stuff. So, think a little outside the box when you're heading towards, when you're heading towards Valentine's Day tomorrow. And don't forget it, for God's sakes. Don't forget. Do something. You know, and make it a Hallmark card or something. Make it sure you spend a little time on it. You know. I like the one that says, my wife and I exchanged cards. We read it after we both picked them out, and then we put them back in the shelf and walked out of Walgreens. That was pretty good, too. So there you go. 855-830-8648. The most intriguing stories in the state of Wisconsin. You can give me two, three, or in order right now when it comes to sports. There's a lot going on right now. Justin says the number one story is the Bucks. It's not even close. MUBBSZN says the Brewers and then Marquette. Bucks, easily for me, from Tony. Brewtown Sports says the Bucks, then Marquette, Wisconsin, then the Brewers. Nick says Bucks. K-Slice says Bucks. Fear of the Deer has to be the hot topic right now, according to Tyler. Peter says Bucks, Packers, Brewers. Pat says, don't forget the MU women's basketball team. They're on a roll. They are, too. We talked about that yesterday. Kudos to what's going on over at Marquette. The women's basketball team is on fire. David's asking, I don't know if we're going to have Jeremy Jeffress back this year or not. We'll find out. Hopefully we do. Hopefully we get somebody. We'll find out. Cody writes in the Wendy's email inbox, the top story for me is to whether or not the Packers are going to be able to turn this around. I'm a Packers fan first. Everything else is second. I am excited about the Brewers and the Bucks. I don't know what is going on out there in Madison. Barry Alvarez has to be pulling out what's left of his hair. And he says, I am a Marquette fan. When they go to the tournament, hopefully they can go a long way. 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line, should you choose to chime in. So, and the reason we brought this up, part of it is, nationally last night I did a couple of different radio shows, and they talked about many different things, and it got me thinking, what is the big story right now? You know, I mean, when you've got this many teams, you've got the Brewers that are ready to fly again, the Bucks who are on a roll, Marquette women are on a roll, Marquette is in the top 20, top 15, you've got the Badgers that are still hanging in there, trying to grab one of the top four spots in the Big Ten, getting ready for the tournament. The Bucks are just motoring down everybody. And then you've got a Packers team that's in transition right now that is still looked upon highly when it comes to the ratings. As to when we talk Packers, everybody stops and listens. So what is the big story right now in the state of Wisconsin? This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And don't forget, we will see warmer days, my friends. We will see warmer days. And when we do, a Wednesday Night Live back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion coming up on Wednesday night starting in June. Put them on your calendar. That is Wednesday Night Live. A couple more here. Kale says, here's some help with Valentine's Day. When you're on the radio, you interviewed a guest that promoted a site that wrote a story for the loved one. They mentioned you place a call and answer a few questions, and they write a personalized story for you. You know what? I've got it written down somewhere. Ross Tucker was the guy, I believe it was Ross Tucker, was the guy that that came over and he invested in that and promoted it a little bit. So I will check that out. I can't remember what the name of it was off the top of my head, but I do have it written down because I did write it down for that particular reason. This one's from Mark. Mark writes in the Wendy's email inbox, excited for Valentine's Day because my wife always gives me something great. Not quite sure what I'm going to get this year. But I gave her flowers, I gave her chocolates, I bought her dinner at her favorite restaurant, and I promised this year not to go with her. Last year I ruined it because my steak was well done rather than being medium rare. I got a little bit upset with the waiter. Then again, two bottles of wine didn't help. Have a great Valentine's Day. Oh my God. We should probably do a whole show on just train wrecks of gifts. Maybe we do something like that. AJ writes in the Wendy's email inbox as well. Two things, doing traditional flowers and a good card. Make sure you make it all about her. Secondly, I'm all about the Green Bay Packers. I want to hear what Matt LaFleur is going to do with Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is coachable. I think he wants to be coached, and I think he's going to have a great season this year. I am excited to see what happens. Did you read the story about Mo Wilkerson in The Athletic? I have not. I've highlighted it, and I'm going to read some things here during the break, but I did see that. He goes on to say, the Milwaukee Brewers have to be the story. Coming off of an NLCS last year, getting ready for 2019 with many of the same players, this team has got to take the next step. We know the Bucks are good, but they haven't won in the postseason yet. I think they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but can they take that next step? We will wait and see. Most likely not. You have to walk before you can run. AJ, not a bad email. I'm excited for Brewers baseball. I mean, we were sitting here talking before the show today about the Brewers and their pitching staff, and last year was just a kind of a magical ride. Everybody performed. When you were called upon, everybody performed. So I'm excited to see what happens if it was last year just magic, if it was this year where everybody's now hitting the average on the back of their baseball card and this is the way it's going to be. Because if that's the case, we're going to have success in this area for quite some time. But if, you know, go back to the things we talked about yesterday, what you're looking for. You know, you have to have a full season out of Arcia. What happens if you don't? What happens if Orlando Arcia starts out slow and just never gets it and has just another bad offensive year? What happens if Travis Shaw does not hit the way he did a couple of years ago? What happens if Jesus Aguilar has been figured out in the second half of the season and specifically the postseason? He doesn't hit the bombs and gives you all the RBIs that he had last year. What happens if they can't figure out second base? You know, makes your infield almost inept. What happens if Ryan Braun goes down for a long period of time? What happens if, you know, Yasmani Grandal is not the answer behind the plate when it comes to both offensive and framing pitches? And he's what we saw in the postseason last year against the Brewers. You know, what happens if all of that happens? You know? What happens if you're not getting career years and Josh Hader doesn't go on the roll and he becomes human again? What happens if Jimmy Nelson just doesn't come back? You know, then, yeah, you're looking at somewhat of a down year for the Brewers. I hope not. But, yeah, I get it. I understand what where people's trepidation is. Completely understandable. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell when we come back. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Postseason baseball and exciting play a pennant race baseball, it really does bring back the kind of the joy because it is so much fun.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Craig Counsell. It is so much fun. Postseason baseball, God, it almost gives me goosebumps to think about. I just, listening last year and going to the games last year and then the post-game shows and the excitement, just, it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic last year. Great to listen to, and I can't wait. I can't wait for this season to get underway. I can't wait for Brewers baseball, the entire season, just to listen to every game and watch the standings and hopefully watch the lead grow. And I still say about 92 games. Last year, I think, was a little bit of an apparition, but I 92 games, I think, is going to win it this year. Excited for it. I that's kind of what I'm circling. The Brewers get to 92 games. I think they're going to be okay. I really do. I think that I think they're going to get there. Looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I mean, put it this way. The Brewers get to 92 games. The Dodgers won their division with 92 wins. Then you had Atlanta winning their division with 90 wins. Houston just went crazy last year with 103 wins. Cleveland won it with 91. And the Red Sox, they went crazy with 108. And the Yankees came in second with 100. So, in the grand scheme of things, you probably get in. Don't forget the Oakland A's, by the way, 97 wins last year. They're kind of a forgotten mass. But they were a pretty good baseball team. 97 wins. But 92 wins, that'll put you in the postseason. That'll put you in the postseason. So I'm circling 92. Last year, you just had some teams just power their way through 100 wins last year. We kind of think of the Yankees as an up-and-coming team. They had 100 wins. They had 100 wins last year. And they're not going after Bryce Harper. How about that? Bryce Harper has stated he's not going back to Washington. He wants a long-term deal. Teams right now aren't willing to give him 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So I'm going to find it fascinating how that all pans out. Meanwhile, Back in our own backyard, Craig Council says, we know, coming into this season, we're a good team.
The great carrot that we have is that we've got a good team, and fans should look forward to seeing a good team. And that's our responsibility, but we believe it, we know it, and now it's time for us to, in a couple weeks, we get to go out and start proving it again.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. And the motivation, when you talk about this team coming back, now, granted, the nucleus is here. Travis Shaw said it last year when we were in spring training. He said, it's like we never left. He said, it's like we never broke momentum. We couldn't wait to get back and see each other. The guys were excited. It's like a family. This is the third year in a row they've had most of these guys here, short of the Kane and Yelich acquisitions from last year, and then they got even better. The only guy that's really been added is Yasmani Grandal when it comes to the everyday guys. So their motivation is, hey, let's one more step. Here we go.
We didn't do everything we could do last year because we fell short. So there's more to do. And I think that's a great motivation and pushes us to keep this hunger that you kind of don't have to instill. It's still there. We didn't get all the way.
There you go. Didn't get it. He's absolutely right. You got one more step to take. One more step to take. Then you've got to the rising star or the massiveness of the star that has become Christian Yelich.
He's a superstar in the world. I mean, we had people chasing our car last night down the streets of New York. We did. So, it's different. He won the MVP, and that makes life different.
In addition to that, he also talks about Travis Shaw, the transition that he went through last year because he became a player that could take on numerous positions.
It was one of the biggest, stories of the season, probably, is how seamless something that was really difficult, how he did something that was really difficult, and he made it look seamless.
He did. He raised his value last year exponentially. Now, if he can do it again, and in addition to that, raise that batting average back up to where it was a couple of years ago, he's going to be... the back of his baseball card is going to shine come the next contract. He talks about the potential second base options.
If we have choices of guys that can play there and put together some different matchups or whatever, we'll find there'll be somebody that will step forward and really perform. And I do think we have a good set of choices with kind of differing skill sets.
So that's Craig Council talking about his team coming into this year. By the way, my buddy Dwayne up there from Dwayne's Cover It All, one of the fine sponsors that's sending us out to Arizona, he said, I bought my ex-girlfriend an electric mixer. She loved to cook and he loved cake. He said, so it was a match made in heaven. She broke up with him about 6 months later. He said, I never got cake. True story. I did get her flowers that day as well. You know what I do? I drive past your house, blow the horn, and I'd be stuffing Hostess cupcakes in my grill and say, this is better anyway. Don't worry about it. Your cake was dry. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Look, I'm thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, 92 wins get you there? 92 wins is what I'm circling. You guys may be circling a little bit higher, a little bit lower, but 92 wins is what I'm counting on. Speaking of going to spring training and speaking of those that are taking us there, yes, our good buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All. You can find him in Wausau. But they are by far Wisconsin's best canvas upholstery and boat cover provider. Whatever it is you need covered, upholstered, or canopies made, follow them on Facebook. Get a good look at what he does. Go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. That's DwaynesCoverItAll.com. Also, JR and his terrific staff in Eau Claire Pizza Del Rey. Try their pizza buffet. They've got the salad bar, which is, by the way, certified. Their pudding is certified by Mike Clemens. He loves their pudding. And some of the best and friendliest service you're going to receive anywhere. That is our friends at Pizza Del Rey. Robert Hack Diamonds, Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee on Port Washington and Green Tree Roads. They can do all your jewelry, have all your jewelry needs. And if you got gold, they're paying the most cash for your gold as well. Go to Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, RobertHackDiamonds.com. That's RobertHackDiamonds.com. What is the most intriguing, maybe even more so, not even what is the most intriguing story in the sense of just the Brewers, but I'm talking about the state. When you look at the state of sports in Wisconsin, again, this one's from Mark. He says, I'm most intrigued for the Green Bay Packers. They have so many holes to fill, and everybody seems to think that Aaron Rodgers is going to put this team back into the postseason. I think it's 2 years before we get back to the postseason. Your thoughts? This offseason is big, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, they have holes defensively almost at every level. They need a down lineman. They need a pass rusher. They need another linebacker. They need safety help big time. And in addition to that, you're going to need another corner. I mean, I know that, you know, with what they have right now, that you have, you know, cornerbacks such as Jair Alexander and Kevin King is penciled in, but Kevin King can't stay healthy. You know, I mean, Josh Jones, he's your safety back there with Kentrell Bryce, and you still have, you know, you can have Tremont Williams if you want. Josh Jackson was a new guy they brought in last year. You got a lot of guys you can kind of shift around, but you don't have that true safety, that big-time rim-rocking true safety. You know, you're looking for another Nick Collins. You have yet to find, and you thought it was Ha Ha Clinton Dix. It turned out not to be. You're looking for another Nick Collins. You know, you're looking, Jair Alexander's on his way. I think he's going to be a solid corner. Kevin King has proven he's got good skills. He just can't stay healthy. You know, you got some guys back there in the secondary. I mean, Devon House is still hanging around if you want to bring him back. I mean, I don't know. You know, you have Mo Wilkerson. Mo Wilkerson coming back off of the broken leg. I mean, how good is he going to be if they retain him? Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels are solid up front. Tyler Lancaster. He was a guy that a lot of guys were talking about, and he really did kind of shine as the season went on when he had his opportunities, but we really don't know how good he is. I loved Antonio Morrison, the pickup, but they still don't have that counter opposite to Jake Ryan, to Blake Martinez, that's going to be your guy. I mean, Jake Ryan's good, but he's a tackler that fills the holes. He's not a guy that's going to bust up plays continuously and get to the quarterback on a blitz and be that run stuffer that's, you know, picking guys up and slamming them down and taking them for losses. It's just not there. Defensively speaking, you're still a ways away. Now you wait and see what they're going to do with the tight end position. They could probably use another tight end. Unless, of course, you believe in Robert Tonyan. I think they're solid in the run game. You know, I really do. I think they're okay in the run game. Danny Vitale now, they have a fullback on the roster. But Devontae Adams, Equanimeous St. Brown, Trevor Davis, you know, Jamon Moore, Geronimo Allison, I'm Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I'm comfortable with that. And we keep talking about Jake Kumerow, but he seems to be an afterthought. But you got to solidify the right side of the line. So going back to your question, do I think it's 2 years? If you pick up a veteran or two, say you get a veteran pass rusher, say Mo Wilkerson comes back and he's healthy and gives you a full season, you got big bodies up front, you get some good depth, then I can see this team going from 18th in the league defensively to maybe 14th, 13th. And then if the offense is what we think it can be, then you've got a fortifiable team. But two big things are this offseason and health, because I don't think this team is very deep. And a lot of teams that go deep into the postseason are deep teams. They're deep rosters. So to answer your question, I don't know if I specifically did, but do I think they can get back? I can get back to the postseason this year. Whether or not they're going to win in the postseason, that's a whole other story. 855-830-8648. Badgers take it on the chin last night. We'll talk about it when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Ah, feeling good today. It's a Wednesday. Hump day! I'm glad Geico brought that back. Always love that camel walking through the office. Irritating as hell. Everybody's got one in the office. I know it. I get it. But glad they brought that back. For whatever reason, a camel makes me laugh. It just does. I don't know why. It just does. There you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk line. Go ahead and give us a shout. So Marquette, kudos to them. DePaul in years past, for being this pesky, craptastic team, has given Marquette fits at times for whatever reason. Not last night. Nay, nay. Marquette, number 10 in the country, 92-73. They drilled DePaul. DePaul goes to 13-10, 5-7 in the Big East. Marcus Howard dropping another 36 on him. How are we looking right there? 36 points, 4 boards, and 3 assists. And Marquette just continues to roll. They just look good. They look good. To me, somebody asked me, are they a Final Four worthy team? You bet it. You bet it. They can get there. That will be exciting. I'm looking forward to the tournament. Meanwhile, the 20th ranked team in the country has now dropped 2 straight. The Wisconsin Badgers go to 17-8, 9-5 in the Big Ten, and they have thus out of the running for the top spot in the Big Ten. Ethan Happ, 20 points, 12 boards, and 3 assists, but down the stretch really struggled with free throw shooting. As a matter of fact, the Badgers were just 1 of 7 as a team in the final closing minutes of the ball game. I think they went like 5 minutes without scoring. I was watching that game. I sat down in the bar last night. Last night was one of those nights where I just needed to kind of work on the computer and spread out. And I had had a meeting. I don't ever do this. I had a meeting of board members at my home for the Fisher House on Monday night. And one of the women that came over that was part of the board, we had a bunch of drinks. There was waters and sodas and teas and coffees and beers and everything. And she wanted a bottle of wine or wanted to open a bottle of wine. I'm not a big wine drinker. When I was a kid, I had a bottle of red wine and got sick. I didn't drink the whole bottle, but, you know, I mean, I drank out of a bottle of red wine. So I've really never been able to do the red wine thing. Anyway, last night there was this bottle of red wine, and I hate it to go to waste. It's a really good bottle of wine. And we've got maybe 30 bottles, 40 bottles of wine in our house. We're not even wine drinkers. Every time somebody comes over to the house, they're like, welcome to the new house. Here you go, bottle of wine. Oh, thank you very much. And we've got one of those wine fridges and all that stuff that holds about 30 bottles, but... So I'm not a big wine drinker. So I thought, what the heck? Lit a cigar, had a red glass of wine, sat down with my laptop, started working, and just sat there and watched the game last night. It was just such a cool night last night. Dogs around me, eating the popcorn out of the popcorn machine, you know, and watched that game. Badgers just, I don't know how to put it. Ethan Happ, as far as points go, as your go-to guy. He had a couple of times last night, he was under the basket, going left, going right, going left, going right, going left, going right, puts it up off the glass, didn't drop it. You know, they had a couple of times where they're passing the ball. You have an open look, nobody takes it. You wait until all of a sudden you got a guy in your face and you're down to 5 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Somebody's chucking it up. It was a lot of the same stuff that I saw in the game against Michigan over the weekend. Michigan State did a great job in getting back in defense, didn't allow very many, if any, open looks, and the Badgers just struggled. You got a hand in their face, they just struggled. They don't have that pure shooter on this team. And then to see Ethan Happ just become incredibly frustrated down the stretch was just a rough one last night. So anyway, that being said, the Badgers ended up faltering, and they get dropped by Tom Izzo's team. They called it grit last night, Tom Izzo, in the postgame press conference. Michigan State, they outdueled Wisconsin's Ethan Happ. Was it Winston? He ended up dropping 23 last night. But Michigan State still trying to get to the top spot in the Big Ten. The perimeter defense, that really helped limit Wisconsin's guards, Demetri Trice and Brad Davidson. 11 points and 4 of 18 shooting. Oh, it was just awful last night. So that's the way things kind of ended for the Wisconsin Badgers. After the top of the hour, does it bother you? Does it bother you? Now, the MMQB we have talked about, we consider it relatively reputable, right? Had Peter King on at Super Bowl. Peter King now with NBC Sports. It was so reputable, they bought him away from the MMQB. A lot of good writers there. A lot of guys that break it down and look at football as much as anybody. So the MMQB went through the next 5 years of Super Bowls and said, as teams progress, as they get better, or as they age, or as their quarterbacks age, here's the teams they believe that will ascend to a Super Bowl. Here's the teams that will descend from a Super Bowl. And then there's teams that just, they're a wash in the middle. And I'll tell you what they were thinking when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Coming up after the top of the hour, so hang in there for that. Also, Derek Schultz from Fox Sports Radio 97.5 FM and 1260 AM in Indianapolis. as the Bucks are on the road, their last game before breaking for the All-Star break. We'll talk with Derek Schultz about Indiana, because Indiana's been on quite the roll, even without Oladipo. And we thought once Oladipo went down, that was it. Turn out the lights and party's over. And they've still been able to win some basketball games. Big one coming up tonight. And don't forget, the last time these two teams faced each other down there, it was a defensive battle. And the Pacers, they handed the Bucks up until this 20-point loss to Orlando. They handed the Bucks their worst loss of the season. They figured out how to shut them down. So we'll talk to Derek Schultz about that coming up here at the bottom of the next hour.
And some breaking news, Matt Velasquez saying that Nikola Mirotic will not play again tonight.
I didn't expect him to. Some people kept thinking he was going to. Didn't we talk about this? Said, let him sit until after the All-Star break. Get completely healthy. What's the other breaking news of the day, in case you're just tuning us in also. The other breaking news, Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, has been traded to the Broncos. We have not seen what the Broncos are sending back to the Ravens. But that means that the Broncos 100% believe in Lamar Jackson, who did not look good in the postseason at all. At all. But Joe Flacco has been traded to the Denver Broncos. So Mirotic not playing tonight, which I'm okay with. I'm good with that. And Joe Flacco traded to Denver. Doesn't matter to me. They're both in the AFC. Who cares? Lamar Jackson, the new starting quarterback in Baltimore. So we got a lot more yet to go. Also, the MMQB talked about Super Bowl teams for the next 5 years. I'll tell you who they're thinking of. Might make you mad. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.